The Crimson King's Minister of State has entered the clearing, Roland said. Susanna looked back toward the castle. She could see its blackish-red ramparts, but nothing else. She was glad she could see nothing else. Mordred's are hungry, she thought. Her heart was beating fast, and she thought she had never been so frightened in her whole life, not lying next to Mia as she gave birth, not even in the blackness under Castle Discordia. Mordred's are hungry, but now he'll be fed. 7. The old man who had begun life as Austin Cornwell, and who had ended as Rando Thoughtful, sat at the castle end of the bridge. The rooks waited above him, perhaps sensing that the day's excitement was not yet done. Thoughtful was warm enough, thanks to the pea coat he was wearing, and he had helped himself to a mouthful of brandy before leaving to meet Roland and his blackbird lady friend. Well, perhaps that wasn't quite true. Perhaps it was Brass and Compson, also known as Fimolo and Fumolo, who'd had the mouthfuls of the king's best brandy, and Losa's ex-minister of state, who had polished off the last third of the bottle. Whatever the cause, the old man fell asleep, and the coming of Mordred Redheel didn't wake him. He sat with his chin on his chest and drool trickling from between his pursed lips, looking like a baby who has fallen asleep in his high chair. The birds on the parapets and walkways were gathered more thickly than ever. Surely they would have flown at the approach of the young prince, but he looked up at them and made a gesture in the air. The open right hand waved brusquely across the face, then curled into a fist and pulled downward. Wait, it said. Mordred stopped on the town side of the bridge, sniffing delicately at the decayed meat. That smell had been charming enough to bring him here, even though he knew Roland and Susanna had continued along the path of the beam.